A crisis in the Mediterranean today, a body of water becoming the social drainpipe for a river of lost humanity seeking safety from Syria, Libya, war-torn Nigeria, Kenya, and Eritrea. Migrants looking north for hope, ending up dead by the hundreds and thousands at sea. A ship carrying refugees capsized off the coast of Libya over the weekend.
The Coast Guard are, you know, with the small capacity that they have, are doing whatever they can to rescue lives, going very, very close to Libya if necessary, and you know, working nonstop day and night. But it is clear that they need help.
That's Laurent Joel, regional representative for Southern Europe of the United Nations Refugee Agency, underscoring a tragedy that has resulted in the loss of hundreds of lives just this weekend. 10,000 refugees have landed in Italy over the past week.
I think Mediterranean is a sea and not a cemetery. The problem in this moment is the situation on ground in Libya. If you think about 91% of the people who come from Africa to Italy come from Libya.
That's Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi speaking at a news conference with President Obama last Friday, whose administration has agreed to take a paltry 2,000 of the tens of thousands expected to risk their lives to cross the Mediterranean Sea this year. Traveling to Europe by boat is a big industry for smugglers and relatively cheap for migrants. Prices range from $700 to $7,000, and the conditions aboard the boats are worsening. Last week, Italian authorities charged 15 men with homicide for their role in throwing 12 people overboard on a trip from Libya to Sicily. To take us into this human disaster, Hernan Del Valle joins us. He's an advocacy director for Doctors Without Borders, who is now operating a medical ship bound for the Mediterranean, and Michael McAuliffe, who is chief reporter with the Times of Malta, in the center of all this.
What just happened on Saturday is the biggest tragedy we've seen, but it's not new. The magnitude of it is new. We've been seeing these sort of deaths for the past 10, 12 years since we've had this phenomenon reach the Mediterranean. Mediterranean has been described as a cemetery by the Pope, by various prime ministers, by European leaders. Somehow we don't seem to have a way to manage this problem.
Hernan Del Valle, the pathway to this migration really began with economic migration and economic incentives from the Middle East to Southern Europe. But now it's become really a crumbling of the infrastructure in every way in the Middle East and a desperate means for escape. How does that complicate matters for NGOs like Doctors Without Borders?
We have to remember that it's not just economic factors. We have to remember the situation in Syria, for example, or situations like Eritrea or Somalia. We're talking about people fleeing as well from some of the most violent conflicts that have been raging for years now. So the drivers are very, very powerful for people to flee. In terms of what agencies have been able to do, is Doctors Without Borders has been working in and around Syria, for example, since the beginning of the crisis. And we are currently assisting refugees in Lebanon and in surrounding countries of Libya. But this is a continuation of the issue. Many people, for very logical reasons, choose not to stay in those camps, and they are trying to reach Europe. So turning our backs away from people that are taking very desperate decisions is frankly unacceptable.
Mark McAuliffe, describe what it would take for someone to take this risk, to really put their life in the hands of these smugglers in the kinds of conditions that you've seen or heard about.
Yes, to be honest, I've spoken to many, many migrants over the past 10 years since I've been covering this phenomenon. The reality I find is that the reasons are mixed. So yes, there are people who've described to me really harrowing situations, escaping from personal persecution and real difficult situations. There are others who are looking for a better life. But what's happening, and the dynamic has changed a bit, is that while there was a bigger degree of choice in the past, someone who would have left from Ghana, for instance, wouldn't have necessarily had his sights on Europe. He or she would have moved into Libya through various stops, through the desert, for instance, and then through a couple of towns before reaching Tripoli. But since the civil war broke out and the security situation deteriorated, many of these people find themselves trapped. So they cannot work in Libya because A, there isn't work anymore. B, they're being, especially sub-Saharan Africans, are being really mistreated, abused. They cannot stay there because it's risky. They cannot go back home. So the only way is out is through smugglers and the sea.
Mark, what would it take for the international community to create an orderly situation for the migration of people from these conflict zones in Libya and Syria and Lebanon and elsewhere? And then, Hernan, I want to get your view as well. Mark?
Look, the reality is whenever we're faced with this sort of tragedy, and as I said before, we've seen this over and over again. The number is different, but we've seen this, and we've had the exact same debate, unfortunately. The unfortunate thing is that whenever there's this debate, we kind of all turn to the politicians to come up with a quick fix solution. And there isn't one. This is a very, very complex problem that we're going to be facing for the next couple of decades, possibly. The first thing we need to be doing is to stop knee-jerk reactions and start understanding that this is a very complex problem that needs multidimensional solutions, managing the integration of these people in our economies and our societies.
Hernan, it sounds as though this is a breakdown of the social order across all of North Africa and the Middle East, and that it's almost impossible for any NGO or a collection of international institutions to deal with. Give us some hope here.
Well, we are aware of the complexity of the issue. No, there is no quick fix solutions, but we're talking about more than a decade of a problem that has been allowed to continue. So I think that there's only hope if what we're calling for is that first and foremost, politicians in Europe need to put the lives of human beings above other considerations at the moment. And there is a moral duty to step up search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. We are aware that that is not a solution per se, but we also are aware that when the Italian Navy did it last year through Mare Nostrum, they were able to reach 150,000 people. We are aware that the organization we are partnering with in launching our own operation now, when they operated the Migrant Offshore Aid Station last year, they rescued 3,000 people. So it is possible to reduce the number of deaths in the Mediterranean today. European governments have the means and the responsibility to do so, and we are calling for them to do so. And of course, when we talk about comprehensive solutions that can address the problems in a holistic manner, we understand that there are a number of factors that are playing there. But whatever solutions are tabled have to put the safety, the rights, and the dignity of men, women, and children trying to reach Europe at the forefront. And of course, it's not acceptable while European leaders sit down and disguise pointing at each other that in the backyard we're letting people drown.
Hernan de Valle is advocacy director for Doctors Without Borders, launching a medical ship in the Mediterranean to deal with the people who are lost at sea and dying in the hundreds. And Mark McAuliffe is chief reporter at the Times of Malta. Mark and Hernan, thank you so much.
Thank you.